respects human rights and respects freedom.
We must not tolerate this. Can we stop it?
Freedom House cannot be silent today.
And those who are suffering.
Justice and freedom. We can send that message. We will continue to fight with you.
The Chinese government to end its campaign against the Falun Gong.
Torture and murder of the peaceful Falun Gong practitioners in China.
To do everything that we possibly can.
At least 200 people have been killed in prison.
To end this persecution of Falun Gong.
And we will stand with you, shoulder to shoulder.
Do you believe in the power of truth and compassion and forbearance? What a terrible, ironic confluence of events we've had this month. As the second anniversary of the Chinese government's campaign of terror against the Falun Gong community approached, the United States celebrated our freedom and independence and the International Olympic Committee without a single word of protest from the United States government awarded the 2008 Games to China. We must not tolerate this. Can we stop it? Can we stop this repression? All who practice Falun Gong in China are being targeted by their government for brutal attacks, and women practitioners are being singled out for particularly vicious rapes and sexual assaults. The world has long seen the use of rape as a weapon of war, oppression, and genocide. Finally, this year, for the first time in the world's history, three military men were convicted of crimes against humanity for the systematic enslavement and rape of women in the former Yugoslavia. And yet, in the case of China, our government and governments around the world not only look the other way, but actually allow the Chinese government to be rewarded. And international business and financiers continue to make deals with a regime that has blood on its hands. The U.S. government should be taking a strong stand against the religious persecution of Falun Gong practitioners by the Chinese government. The White House should be taking the lead. Since they will not, we must, and we will succeed. The National Organization for Women joins with all of those gathered here today and with people of good conscience everywhere in a campaign to end the Chinese government's unprovoked, uncivilized, and unimaginable violence against those who practice Falun Gong and the savage sexual brutality against women practitioners. Together, we will win this campaign.